Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful for another day of life. The Lord has brought us here for such a time as this, and we're glad that we're able to come together once again. Here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd day of June, 2020, and we know that there is nothing better than knowing God and knowing that he is on our side and he is in us now. He takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. So we thank the Lord for each and every one who has joined us today. We are glad that you're here and that we are here to continue to do the work of the Father, to pray, to intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. We know that as we come together, as we pray and agree with the Word of God, that God will continue to do the things that we are asking him, and he shows himself large and mighty. I say, what a mighty God we serve. He is everything to us. And so as we have come together, I'm going to ask Apostle Horsley if you will lead us off this morning in prayer, and then we will go into the Word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you, Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. And we come to thy presence, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you and to adore you, Lord God. Thanking you for the laying down last night, Lord Jesus, and the early rising this morning, O Lord God. We thank you for your many blessings, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for handling every situation, O Lord God, and all that's concerned us, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you would bless the word today, O Lord God, as it come forth to teaching, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, that you bless everyone that's here in queue, O Lord God, and those that desire to come, O Lord God, and those that will come later, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. We thank you for your many blessings today in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you bless our children, O Lord God, and our grandchildren, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you take care, Lord. Dispatch special angels, O Lord God, to watch over them, O Lord God, while they're out in the summer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Protect, O Lord God, from danger seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Move by your spirit, Lord, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. God, we ask that you look on all of those, O Lord God, that are on Capitol Hill, O Lord God, the House of Representatives, Lord God, the President of this United States, O Lord God, that you would give wisdom, O Lord God, and special miracles at this time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would comfort, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would go, Lord God, on this virus, O Lord God, in the situation, O Lord God, that a cure soon come forth, O Lord God. We pray for the American Cancer Society, Lord God, and all those that are battling, O Lord God, that they would come up with a cure, Lord God, for even that situation, O Lord God. We pray for high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, O Lord God, every ailment in the body, O Lord God, nervousness, O Lord God. We rebuke the spirit of suicide, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord, we ask that you would bless your people with peace this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are worried, O Lord God, those that cannot meet their financial obligation, O Lord God, due to crisis that they're going through in this United States, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you bless our country, O Lord God, Father, that you bless all of those that in authority, O Lord God, that you would look on the law enforcement situation, the armed forces, O Lord God, and bring peace to you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. That you're moving, Lord, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We thank you again today, O Lord God, for being here in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, able to praise and to worship your name, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, to give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God, we would deserve, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would stretch forth thy hand of deliverance, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would touch pain that is in the body, O Lord God, heartaches, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you deliver, Lord God, from alcoholism, O Lord God, and controlled substance in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have kept us, O Lord God, even at this time, O Lord God, while this pandemic is here, Lord God, and they saying that it's on the uprise, O Lord God, it's on the upswing, O Lord God, and they say it's from different things, O Lord God, from testing, O Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, because of your keeping power, Lord God. You're here, Lord God, you're the same yesterday, today, forever, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. This is new it's morning by morning, O Lord God. It's new mercy that we see, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless mothers that are everywhere, Lord God, and new mothers, O Lord God, that are carrying children at this time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are incarcerated, O Lord God, that you would protect, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your kindness, O Lord God. We thank you for the life that we left behind us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you stretch forth your hand of deliverance, O Lord God, that you would open up new jobs, O Lord God, witty inventions for people, O Lord God, opportunities, O Lord God. We pray for those that are unemployed, O Lord God, that has lost their jobs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs and businesses have closed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Some things are very slow recovering, O Lord God, so we ask that you would give them patience, O Lord God, even while the rain and the summer heat pours down, O Lord God, causing messes in some situations, O Lord God, floodings and other, Lord God, and even yet driving up the tension, O Lord God, as we wait on you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Know, O Lord God, that you're steadfast and unmovable, Lord God, that your word changes not, O Lord God, from everlasting, Lord God, to everlasting, O Lord God. You're the God of our salvation. You're the God of our deliverance, O Lord God. You're the God that's able to keep your promises, O Lord God, for thousands of generations, O Lord God. And we stand, O Lord God, with our covenant agreement, O Lord God, knowing that you could do all things but fail, O Lord God, that you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last, O Lord God. We thank you for touching and blessing the body, O Lord God, and regulating things this morning in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Arthritic pains, O Lord God, we bind it and drive it out in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Spinal bifida, O Lord God, that the body, Lord, the whole skeletal system, O Lord God, would line up with the word of God, O Lord God. We have those, O Lord God, that are out traveling, O Lord God, that need your traveling mercy, O Lord God, from danger seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for those, O Lord God, who are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, and covering from bereavement, O Lord God, and loved ones who have transitioned, O Lord God, into eternal life, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and they feel some kind of way, O Lord God, about the change that they are going through right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and you would just comfort your people this morning, O Lord God, on every hand, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for Sister Benicia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Mitchell, O Lord God, just a few mentioned, a few names, O Lord God, families that would be saved, O Lord God, unsaved loved ones, O Lord God, those, O Lord God, as yet bound by controlling spirit, O Lord God, Lord, that sense of mental illness, God, that you would straighten it right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Sister Porter, Lord God, those that have renal failure, Lord God, that's going to dialysis, O Lord God, that they would have a good treatment, O Lord God, that they don't take too much off of their system, O Lord God, where they make them sick, O Lord God, and they need oxygen. I have to see a physician afterwards, O Lord God. Lord God, all things in thy hand, O Lord God. Those that are suffering with cardiac, O Lord God, conditions, O Lord God. Those that are suffering with asthmatic attacks, O Lord God, that you would heal, deliver, touch free in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we just come to praise you, O Lord God. We come to worship you, Lord God, to set our hearts in one accord and in one accord, O Lord God, that you would continuously begin to move, O Lord God, by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God, all these things we plead before you, Lord God. We lay our gifts at this time on the altar, Lord God. If we have aught against any man or anyone, O Lord God, if we cause anyone to stumble along the way, O Lord God, we ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would touch, O Lord God, that you would breathe, O Lord God, on the situation, O Lord God. Touch every financial situation, O Lord God. Bless the finances for the ministry here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. All have that to give at this time, O Lord God, but there's those that could send offerings, O Lord God, and there's those that could send generous offerings, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you for it right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Protect, O Lord God, children, Lord God, from swimming pool accidents, O Lord God. To have pools in their house, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. To drive by shooting, to murder rate, O Lord God, bring it down in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Continue to work, O Lord God, with the lawmakers on Capitol Hill, O Lord God, that they would bring this here discrimination, O Lord God, and this discrimination against being prejudiced against one another, Lord God, that they be peaceful in there, Lord God, and bring it to some kind of rest, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would control the marches, O Lord God, that there would be peaceful demonstrations, O Lord God, and not so much rioting and blowing up things, O Lord God, and destroying things and hurting other people, O Lord God. And we ask for traveling mercy, O Lord God, for those that are out of town, O Lord God, for their safe return, O Lord God. We ask every blessing, O Lord God, and those that O Lord God, that we cannot even think of right now, O Lord God, and those that are waiting in queue, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, may have chance to tell it, O Lord God, may have chance to pray about it, O Lord God, but that you would cover the prayer lines that are in the queue or in the hearts of people, O Lord God. So we ask your presence blessing, O Lord God. We ask that you bless Pastor Dolly, O Lord God, and the words of wisdom that you gave her to speak today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless the scripture of the week, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we may glean, O Lord God, that we may receive a lot in the remaining time in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, that we're here on Block Talk Radio, O Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. We say amen and amen again. God, continue to bless. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for that prayer. We're certainly in agreement with what you have spoken, and we know that God will continue to do the work that you have asked. And right now what I'm going to do is going to the Word of God. We are going to talk about God's protection as he hears our prayers for the lost. We know that there are many people who do not know Jesus as their Savior. And there are many people who have heard the word and have not received what God has said in the word. But we're talking about that this morning. So if you are not speaking, I'm going to ask you to mute your phone so that we will not hear the background noises today. So if you could just hit your mute button, that would be so helpful for each and everyone to be able to hear it clearly. And so, you know, each and every day we are encouraged to pray. You know, we have to continue our prayers. There are times we may be a little discouraged and there are things that are happening around us, but we know that we have to continue our prayers. There are times we need to call somebody who we know is able to pray with us or to listen to what we may have to say, because there are times we need to just talk to somebody so that we will not be so discouraged that we cannot pray. I know there are many things going on in your life and my life, and sometimes we just don't do what God has called us to do, and I'm just thanking God that he has patience with us. So if you have a pen and paper, you can jot the scriptures down to review later, and also I encourage you that when you're reading the verses to review the whole chapters to get full context or to get more insight of what the Word of God is speaking to us. Prayers work because God does hear and he answers. And so we're going to first go into Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse number 3. And the Word of God says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And so we know that God can hear us no matter where we are. God was speaking to Jeremiah when he was in prison. Before this particular verse, we know that Jeremiah had prayed in chapter 32, verses 16 and 17, But at this particular time, he had to pray again. So I'm going to read Jeremiah 32, verses 16 through 17. And it says, "Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." And so we understand that Jeremiah understood who God was and what he could do, and so we have to do the same thing, have the same thoughts in our minds, that God can do anything, and no matter where we are, we can pray, and we know that God will hear us and that he will answer those prayers. Even before we call, the word tells us that he will answer and show those great and mighty things. And then if we look in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, the word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. And that's why we continue to come together and we pray. We pray because many people just need the prayers. People we don't know, we pray for them. God will many times give us various things to pray about. You know, even in your own private time when you're praying, God will speak to you, and he will maybe sometimes bring somebody to mind that you need to pray for because they are going through something. So Jesus did tell his disciples that some things won't come out unless we fast and pray. Therefore, we fast, we pray, and we make supplication to Father God. And we want to be sure to keep prayers of thanksgiving in our hearts and on our lips to the Lord. Many times we're praying and we're just asking God to do this, God asking God to do that, and we need to just give a prayer of thanksgiving. You know, we get to a point where things are happening around us, and if we just thank God for what he has already done and thank him in advance, you know, we can thank him because we know that he's going to answer our prayers. We should pray always and not become faint. We don't want to pray with weariness, and we must continue those prayers until we come to the end of our lives in this world. As long as we're alive, we should be able to pray, and we know that that is going to be beneficial to us to not be able to fall backwards or, you know, feel bad in our lives. So this does not mean that men should do nothing but pray, but that nothing else we do should hinder prayer at its proper time. And so prayer will help improve and not hinder any lawful business and every good work. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 2, it says that he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And I'm just going to give an overview of what that is all about, because there was a woman there, and she kept going before the judge asking him to fulfill her petition. And this particular did not regard God. He did not regard man. He just did whatever he felt like doing. But this woman kept bringing her petition to the Lord. To the judge. And finally, because she had come so often, the judge felt like he had been wearied, and so he granted the petition to the woman. And so many times we feel like we are coming before the Lord. We may not get the petition right away, but we have to come. You know, you ask, and then you begin to thank God that he's doing that particular thing for you. And so this parable from Christ was to teach us that men are always to pray, not to faint. Don't give up, as this woman did not give up on her petition. And this verse assumes that all God's people are praying people. It is our privilege and honor to pray. It is our duty. Therefore, we ought to pray. Each and every person in the body of Christ should have some type of prayer on your lips. It doesn't matter how you pray, because we all pray differently. We don't pray the same prayer. We come to the Lord in different ways. And so we must pray and never give up. We must not grow weary, nor think of putting it off for other things in our lives. We don't want other things interfering where we don't have the time to pray. And this parable seems particularly focused on teaching us to be constant and to persevere in our requests for spiritual mercies that we are in pursuit of. And so we know that I remember my mother and my daddy, they prayed a lot. They prayed all the time. I mean, they had 9 kids, and they had to do something to keep order in the house and to cover the children. You know, we were out doing things that were not of God. We were out maybe drinking, drugging, or whatever we were doing that was not pleasing to God. And so God heard the prayers of my parents, and I know he hears our prayers as we pray for our children, we pray for grandchildren, we pray for anybody who is out there. And so when we're praying for strength against our spiritual enemies. There are corruptions that we're dealing with. We have dealings with lust, and we know that there are different things that we're dealing with right now. And so we thank the Lord that we can come to pray. We continue praying, thanking God that we will not become faint. No matter what is going on, we know that God will hear those prayers and he will help us to be faithful to him. So we must pray for the deliverance of the people of the world. As we see different things going on in the world today, there are all kinds of chaos, all kinds of foolish things that we know that God can help us with. And we will not become weary as we see things happening around us. We must just keep those prayers going. There are people who have never heard of God. I mean, there are people who know that God is out there, and many have just not received him into their lives. And so we think about Paul as he speaks to the church of Rome in the book of Romans, and we're going to look at Romans chapter 1, verse number 9. It says, "For God is my witness that whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers." And so that's just letting us know we, as a people of God, we pray one for another. I know that when many times I pray, I call out every person on this prayer line. I call out my family members name by name. I go down the list, starting from my oldest sister down to the youngest, just calling out their names, asking God to help and to protect and to give us direction for our lives. In the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And so those prayers that each and every one of us prays, we know that God is there to hear what we're saying. And so we're going to keep those prayers going. We are praying for the lost, and we're praying for those who may have fallen. You know, we have to pray that God will help us to come back to the place where we were when we first believed. And so 1 Peter 3 and 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." And so we're going to keep those thoughts in mind that the Lord is watching over us. He hastens his word to perform it. He's not going to turn his back on us. He tells us in his word that he will be with us even until the ends of the earth. And so as long as we are alive, God is going to be there for us. And so I'm thanking God for each and every one who comes here on this prayer line to pray, those who are praying on other prayer lines. There are people all over the world who are praying. So I'm thankful that people know that it's important to pray. And during these turbulent times, people are praying a lot more than they used to. I mean, there are people who are doing prayer vigils and coming together, whereas they were not doing it before. But we thank God that we have been consistent. And I'm not saying anything negative for those people who were not praying, but there are times when the Lord will allow things to happen, or things just happen, so that we can turn our hearts to him and turn our lives back to what he would have us to do. And he does want us to pray. So we're going to keep those prayers going. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And we desperately need God's help in this time. We know that we can trust the Lord and not lean to our own understanding, because we don't always understand what's happening around us or why it's happening, but we will come boldly to the throne of grace and thank God that he is the one who will help us in the time of need. Another verse that I want to share is 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15. And it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." So we come to him in confidence, knowing that he already knows, even before we ask him, God already knows what we need to, what we're going to ask him. So we're thanking him that he is there to fulfill those petitions that we are asking him to fulfill. So each and every one of us, we must keep our eyes on the Lord, not become faint, keep those prayers going, because, you know, people are watching, you know, what we're doing. And if we are strong in the Lord, many other people will begin to pray too. So I'm encouraging each person on this line, and I've heard some prayers that Sister, especially Sister Marie, she comes and she's asking other people to start those prayers. Some of us are afraid to pray out loud or to pray with us because, I don't know why, because you think maybe you're not praying like me or you're not praying like Apostle Horsley or somebody else on the line. It doesn't matter what your prayer is like. If you just say something to the Lord, He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear you call on Him. He wants to know that you trust Him to answer those prayers. And so each and every one of us wants to keep those prayers going. Another verse is Acts chapter 8, verse 4. It says, therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. And so the Lord wants us to go out. Many of us are not able to do what we used to do. There are people who go to knock on doors and they talk to people. They pray before they go so that their hearts will be open to what thus said the Lord, so that somebody else can come to the kingdom of God and receive Jesus as Savior. It's important that people know that they can receive Jesus as Savior. So, you know, many times when we were out there witnessing, we would pray before we go as a group, before we would go and talk to somebody, you know, different places that we would preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not necessarily in the pulpit all the time, and that's not the only way that you can reach somebody who needs Jesus as a Savior. But if we pray and cover ourselves, because there are different spirits out there, there are all kinds of demonic there that would maybe interfere with what we're trying to do. But if we pray and cover ourselves with that prayer, God will protect us as we go. And so the apostles have been told not to preach. Many times we read the scripture in the book of Acts where they were told not to preach, but they spread the good news about Jesus anyway. And so Acts chapter 5 and 42 says, and daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And so that's one thing that we have to keep in mind, that even as we pray, he says that faith without works is dead. And so if we pray and we don't do anything, we're not even reaching out to somebody to let them know that Jesus reigns and that they too can prepare for eternity. And as I always say, eternity is a very long time. It's never going to end. So whatever decisions we make today, whatever decisions that others are making in this day, it will determine whether we go to heaven or we go to hell. And so we will continue to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as I always think, that some people feel like they're not able to teach anybody anything, but if your life can be an example of Jesus Christ, your life can be a witness for Jesus Christ. And so we pray that each and every one of us will live according to the word of God. And so the apostles, they were punished for preaching and teaching and were commanded not to preach, and yet they continued to preach, and we want to continue to do that too. They preached Jesus Christ. They preached concerning him, and it should be a consistent thing for us as his disciples, his ministers, his preachers and teachers, to preach Christ, Christ crucified, Christ glorified. This should be our focus until eternity. And so, you know, each and every one of us, many times we have to study, you know, read the word of God so we'll know what to say, or many times we need to just listen to people as we go out so that we can pray for them effectively. John chapter 3, verse 16 through 17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so Jesus Christ came to save us by pardoning us. This is the result of God's love, him giving his Son for the world. I mean, it was a wonderful thing what Jesus did when he went to the cross. He went through all the pain and the shame so that we could be delivered, so that we could prepare for eternity. And the great benefit of the gospel is that whosoever believes in Christ shall not perish. So anybody can come and believe in Jesus Christ, believe in what he did, believe in the work that he did on the cross. And so he came that the world through him might be saved, that a door of salvation might be open to the world, and whoever would enter in through the door would be saved to prepare for the heavenly home. So we as believers will continue spreading the gospel, the good news, the gospel, so that many more people can be saved. And we're believing as we pray, you know, God will open up hearts, open up the hearts of people. You know, some of us are going to plant a seed. Somebody is going to water it, and God shall get the increase. But that prayer is going to be so important because it's the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages. And we know that God will heal and deliver people from the sinful state. So we're thanking God today for this opportunity to hear his word, to listen to what he's speaking to our hearts. And I pray that each and every one of us has received something this morning concerning what we should be doing through this dispensation of time. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for your word. We thank you that you are great and greatly to be praised. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us will continue our prayers. We will continue to look to you for the answers. We will continue to believe, oh God, that many more people will understand your word, oh God, and you see Jesus as Lord and Savior. And so I thank you for that this morning. I praise you, God, because you are so great and you're greatly to be praised. It's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We praise your name, Lord. So, Lord, help us all to live according to your will, that others will see your work in us and they will be drawn to you as a result of that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, last week we did make an announcement that we are going to be praying over the olive oil. So I don't know if you have your oil this morning. And I know from time to time when we pray over the oil, there may be somebody who forgot to get their oil. But we're going to do that today. And if you didn't have yours today, we're going to maybe take another day to pray over the oil. And so we do understand that the olive oil is a symbol of the Holy Ghost. And when we use the oil, it's not in itself magical or anything like that, but it's a symbol of your faith in God and his ability to cleanse and make things holy. So we are thanking God today for the olive oil, and it is a powerful tool of our faith. And so, you know, as there are different things that we do in the body of Christ to help increase the anointing, to help increase what we're doing for the body of Christ. So it's a spiritual tool that we're using this morning. We're going to pray over the oil, and without faith, we know that the anointing oil will not have any positive effect. The connection is a type of connection with the Holy Spirit, and you can use this oil to help strengthen and demonstrate your faith, but you cannot use it to replace your faith. You have to have faith in what God is doing. And so we thank God today that we're going to do this. And there are a few scriptures that I wanted to share concerning the oil. And so one of them is in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 133. I'm going to read the whole thing. It's just three verses here. And it says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of heaven and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." So we thank God for this particular verse because we know that the anointing, the oil, is a type of being unified with the Holy Spirit, being unified with Jesus Christ and our Lord. And then Psalms chapter 23 and verse 5 says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over." And so we do know that during different parts of the Bible, there are different places where different people were anointed with the oil. And so we're going to pray over the oil this morning and believe that as we use the oil, you know, sometimes we have to anoint even our homes. You know, when you move into a new place, you anoint it, you pray over it. You know, you can pray over it or, you know, anoint them with oil. You know, when somebody gets sick, I know my mother and father, when we would get sick, we didn't really go to the doctor for much of anything, not much at all. They would anoint us with oil. They would even give us a little bit to take, and they would pray, and God would just deliver, and God would heal. I mean, I'm telling you, my mom and dad were just so powerful in their relationship with the Lord, and I'm glad for that because they were an example for me, and that's one reason why I pray, because I know that prayer changes things. I've seen God do so much through prayer. And so if you're ready, have your oil, get your oil, maybe lay your hands on your oil, and we're going to pray. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for each and every bottle of oil, that you touch it and clear it of any impurities, oh Father. And we pray, Lord, that as we use this oil, Lord, it will be a blessing as we connect our faith with you, Lord, connect our faith with the Word of God. You told us, Lord, that we must pray without ceasing, that we must trust in you, Lord, and without faith it's impossible to please you, Lord. So, Lord, as we use the oil, oh God, we will have faith to believe that those things that we're asking you for, that it shall be done in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we are thanking you, Lord, for each and every one who has their oil, oh God, and we're believing, Lord, that there will be opportunity, oh God, to see you work, Lord, work in the lives of the people who are here and for whom you will pray for. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you that it is done in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for that. And what I'm going to do is open the line, and we're going to find out who's here today. If you will give your name, and we will continue. We've got a little bit more time this morning. You might have a prayer request, a praise report, something you want to share that is beneficial, or even if you have something you want to say concerning the word today, if you got something out of it, we're going to let you share this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Brother C. Good morning.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Go ahead, it's okay. I'll just go thank God for the word to teach today, man.
Okay. Mark Worsley, good to you. Anybody else out there?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Marie. I thank you for the word, Pastor Darlene. I'm glad to hear good to hear that word. Needed that. And I want to give a praise report. The Williams family, they did get up enough money, and they're doing a homegoing celebration on tomorrow for their mother and for their mother on Wednesday. And they are viewing the body today. So I just praise God for touching people and family members to open up their heart, soften up the people's heart, family heart, and opening up their wallet. So I just want to thank God for that family receiving this homegoing celebration. And I also have a prayer request for Harold Davis, who had surgery a couple of years ago and found out that he's blind in one eye. They're doing emergency surgery today. And they did say, the doctor said that he still might not get totally full sight of that particular eye. So please pray for Harold today. He's going surgery at 10:30 this morning.
Amen, amen. Let's give God praise for the answering of prayer on yesterday when we prayed for this family. So let's just everybody come in and give God praise for that. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, for what you did. We thank you for just answering that prayer, oh Father. We appreciate you, Lord, because you're so great. Praise, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is so wonderful. Oh, beautiful. We thank you, Father, for answering prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Okay, anybody else want to share something this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I am Ezekiel B, and I thank God so much for this morning. I thank God for the word. And I still got a problem with the leg because I buy that cream. When I put it on, sometimes when I put it on, it makes the leg so tight and my knee. But sometimes when I sleep, when I get up in the middle of night, I can walk. The leg so tight and painful. And I need your pray for me for that. May God bless you today. Amen.
Okay. All right, we'll be praying for you, Missy. Anyone else?
Good morning, Lester. Thank God for being on the line this morning and hearing the word. And I want a prayer request for my sister-in-law, Callum. She in the hospital right now, so she's just been going through things out. You know, she's been down in a sick bed, and, you know, pray for her. I just thank the Lord that, you know, I'm on this prayer line this morning.
Okay. We'll be praying for Miss Carolyn. Anybody else?
Yes. Good morning, this is Sister Linda. I'm asking prayer for, I have bad headaches, backache, and I have pains in my chest. So I'm asking for prayer.
Okay.
Good morning, Sister Linda.
Good morning, Janet. Good morning.
Okay, I heard Sister Belinda and then Sister Janice, so if you come after her.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your prayers. Continue to keep my family lifted up in prayer. And just covering each and every one of our families for, just many blessings, salvation. Just protect our children. There's so much shooting and killing and so much violence. I'm just going to pray against that spirit of jealousy and violence and all the rude, ignorant, evil things that's going on. We're just covering everybody on this prayer line. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good morning. This is
Good morning. This is Janice. I'm asking for prayer for my little cousin. She's 17. She contracted the virus from her job at McDonald's. And we just ask you to pray for Nay, because she's taking it very hard. So let's keep Nay in prayer. Thank you.
Okay. And then Sister Chris, I think I heard your voice.
Yes, good morning. This is Chris. I just want to pray for the families and salvation and just restoring, you know, the families like today.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, we thank God for all the requests and thank God for the answered prayer. So I'm just going to read off what I wrote as far as a request today, and then we're all going to get together and pray. So we're going to be praying for Harold, a surgery in his eye today. Miss D, her legs are hurting. We're going to pray that God will deliver her from the pain and whatever's causing that pain in her legs. Sister Carolyn is in the hospital. Linda has headaches, pain, back pain, and pain in her body. And then Sister Belinda wants us to pray for family against jealousy, binding of violence, and all the evil things that are out there in the world. Sister Janice, her niece, I believe, is May, who has COVID-19. And then salvation for families. Her cousin. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's come together and begin to pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
Father, we just come before you. We come before you this morning. We come before you, Lord God.
We thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. We come before you, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father.
To worship you, Lord God.
By your strength, by your power,
Lord God.
God.
That you touch
your
knees,
Lord God.
We know that you work miracles right now.
Thank you, Lord.
thank you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you that. Take out time.
Thank you, Lord God.
Meditating our justice.
Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
people that are hurting. You can bind up COVID-19 right now. You can bind up coronavirus right now. Please, God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you for this.
Lord,
touch the ones that are in the congregation,
Lord God.
Touch the ones that are in the congregation, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God, for touching us. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. We lay all our cares upon you right now.
Hallelujah.
Down at your feet.
God, we praise you, Lord.
To you this morning. We you. Jesus, we thank you
now, God.
This morning.
Love Jesus, God. Love every name, God. Hallelujah.
Your great, your mighty, and your power. Put the stronghold right now down on the people. In the name of Jesus, touch hearts and minds. My God, we know that you're going to do it. We know that you're in control. And we know, Lord God, that we shall reap what we sow. And we will do this morning, Lord God, as we come before you right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that right now. We decree and declare victory this morning. It's all by faith and not by sight. Trusting you this morning, Lord God, that you've already done it, that you've already turned the hearts of the men and the women and the boys and girls toward you. We thank you for that this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you right now. We thank you for your power and your might this morning, Lord God, for the fresh morning, the fresh anointing this morning. Pray that you will pour out your spirit upon our flesh. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for the peace that passes all understanding. Comforting spirit this morning. Thank you for the Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now that the anointing destroys every yoke this morning, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for your word. Your word will not return to you void. Your word has promises for us today, Lord God, for our lives right now. And we thank you this morning that you're going to bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. And we just thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you as we open up our mouths and speak right now, Lord God. We know that power, there's power in the tongue right now this morning as we come before you. Praying you right now, Lord God, that you're casting down the work of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord God. So stronghold already. You loosed every chain and every shackle off the minds and hearts of the people right now, Lord God. We know that people are going to come from their wicked ways right now because you're going to draw those people to you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for that this morning. We praise you for that this morning. We bless your holy name. The praises shall continue. Needs to be on your people's mouth this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for many open doors and many closed doors. We thank you this morning that you, Lord God, are going to pour out blessings upon your people this morning. Those whose minds are stayed upon you, Lord God, as we meditate, Lord God, as we praise you, Lord God, as we get in our quiet place this morning, Lord God, as we sit in a quiet place and meditate and talk to you and focus just on you, what your word says. And we know, Lord God, that you never we lift you up for seconds and we thank you. We know that we're asking for protection, covering of children right now, Lord God. Children, other people's children, children all over this world, grandchildren, and great nephews and nieces and cousins. And Father, we just pray for every human being, every soul all over this world, every nation and every tongue as we intercede. We come to you right now. And Father, you told us to come to Jesus. He's the one that make intercession for us, and we thank you for that right now. And Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that your Son, Jesus, is going to touch every heart today right now. All the minds of the people that are trying to plot evil right now. Lord God, your word says that we reap what we sow. And we thank you right now that people will begin to sow.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God.
And as your love this morning,
thank you,
God. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son.
Thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord
your
God.
Only Son, to save us, to deliver us, to set us free. You have the power and you have the might to set your people free. You work miracles, and we work miracles, and we can trust that miracle today. We can trust your word today. Hallelujah, Jesus, our children are covered. Our homes are covered. The blood of Jesus over our homes, over our vehicles, over our jobs. And we thank you for that this morning.
Hallelujah.
We just praise
yes,
you
sir.
Right now, Lord God, that you remove the
blindness
from the eyes this morning, Lord God. You deliver people from darkness to the light, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. Every word is going forth that people, Lord God, will fall to their knees. They will humble themselves. They will praise you right now, Lord God. They will surrender to you, Lord God.
Lord God,
and Lord God, they'll know that someone's praying for them. And we thank you for that this morning. We don't come on the prayer line. We come on the prayer line to intercede as the least, the last, and the last. And we thank you for that this morning. And hallelujah, it's free. The free gift that we thank you for that this morning. I'm going to receive that gift. I'm going to receive it on behalf of my family right now, Lord God. And I thank you for that this morning, Lord God. We just thank you and we praise you. We can stand in the gap. We can stand in it. Even the ones that we don't even know, Lord God. And we just ask you right now, Lord God, to open up the windows of heaven today, Lord God, and pour your people out blessings. People need blessings to perform this morning in this way, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for everything that you're going to do. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you this morning. Your miracle is so great, so mighty, and so powerful, Lord God. Your miracle, Lord God, that you work with. Amazing, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, as we walk together. We're walking together, Lord God. We're going to get your sheep set up on us, pray. And we thank you for that. Only you can draw us to your mind in the name of Jesus. Only you can show us that. Only you can set some hearts and some feelings in our hearts. Only you, Lord God, can see the hope that you give. And we trust you right now, Lord God. You're saving every soul on the church this morning. You're healing the broken heart this morning. You're consoling those right now. You're comforting those that need to be comforted. We thank you for the peace and the joy this morning, Lord God. We thank you right now, Holy Spirit. We thank you that your spirit is being poured out upon our flesh this morning. Oh God, we thank you this morning. God Almighty, Father, Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are our Savior right now, our protection. And we thank you for that this morning. We thank you, Almighty, merciful God, Father, ruler over this universe. We thank you for that right now. We can come to you right now. You are the only true and living Father. And we thank you for that right now. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you, God, that you give us a second chance and a third chance. You give us a chance after chance after chance, and we thank you. Today, I pray that everybody will surrender to him right now. Surrender in the name of Jesus. Yield to his voice. Hallelujah. Like heal small voice that you
bless
your heart today. We will bless your name at all times. We're going to continue to intercede for our people because God, Almighty God, loves each and every one of us the same. He has no favor, and we thank you. He's no respect of person, and we thank him for that this morning. We're crying out for souls this morning. We're crying out that no one will be lost. And we just thank you this morning, Lord God, that we would not murmur, we would not complain.
Bless our church, amen. People that better than everybody. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, we thank the Lord this morning for this hour of power of prayer. There was nothing better than knowing God and knowing that he's doing the work in our lives. And I make a declaration this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. And this is our heritage as the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. I decree this morning that we're covered by the blood of Jesus and that we are in faith with our God doing the work in our lives. I decree this morning that the angels are surrounding us and protecting us wherever we go, and we're trusting in the Lord for all the things that we need in our lives. I love each and every one of you. I'm glad that you're here. And I pray that God will continue to bless and keep you in his care. And as we go through our lives, we will keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Have a lovely day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. 10:22. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.